This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A moment now for the big business of video games. World of Warcraft has been among the biggest the past decade or so, a veritable juggernaut of massively multiplayer online gaming. Players do battle and go on quests in a fantasy world of gnomes and goblins and elves and orcs, whatever orcs are. And yet, there are some signs that maybe World of Warcraft is showing its age. Jessica Robinson from the Northwest News Network has that story.
As you might expect, finding World of Warcraft players is not too hard. Black Wolf Gamers Club in Spokane Valley, Washington, is full of people sitting in front of flashing screens playing various video games. The words World of Warcraft are barely out of my mouth when the guy behind the counter nods and takes me over to a group of regulars, and one in particular.
Okay. I am Jacob McLaughlin. I am 14 years old, turning 15 in a couple of weeks.
Why did he direct me to you when I was asking about World of Warcraft?
Well, because I have been playing World of Warcraft for 10 years, and...
Wait, you're 14?
Yeah. I've been playing since I was 4 years old. My grandpa and my cousin actually got me into the game.
Did you catch that? His grandpa. And that should give you an idea of what an institution this game is. World of Warcraft launched in 2004. 2004! That's pretty old in video game years. And it stuck around for one big reason.
It's really addictive.
You know World of Warcraft's nickname? World of Warcrack. Not that it hasn't evolved. Since 2004, the game's publisher has released 5 expansion packs, introducing increasingly visually stunning locations, new quests, bigger, tougher enemies, and at one point, inexplicably, pandas. Well, okay, that was a pretty shrewd nod to the huge Asian gaming market. The game is also incredibly social.
No, left. Go left. Do not touch the
Go left, for sure.
Just check out YouTube videos of players teaming up virtually to go on raids against various creatures.
It really does draw you in.
32-year-old James Royce in Billings, Montana, logs on most days. He says other games have tried to knock World of Warcraft off its throne, including a Star Wars subscription game, which you'd think would have a fighting chance because, well, come on, it's Star Wars.
Exactly, and that's the thing, and that's what everybody was really excited about. They're like, oh, yeah, well, everyone's just going to stop playing World of Warcraft because everyone will play Star Wars, and that didn't happen, obviously.
But recently, something has happened. World of Warcraft's parent company, Activision Blizzard, held an investor call earlier this month. And CFO Dennis Durkin said something that made the gaming world sit up and take notice.
We saw a decline in World of Warcraft subscribers. Subscribers ended the quarter at 7.1 million. World of Warcraft's revenue performance...
And that little sentence...
We saw a decline in World of Warcraft subscribers.
...made headlines and started 60-page comment threads in online forums. It amounted to a decline of 3 million subscribers in 3 months.
It actually is a big drop.
Video game industry consultant Wanda Maloney says Blizzard did just release new content for the game, and it's not unusual to see some swift ups and downs when a publisher does that. But Maloney notes World of Warcraft has slowly been losing subscribers since 2010.
And it is an interesting correlation that was pretty much when mobile started to enter the market.
As in, those addictive little games on your phone that are taking larger and larger bites out of the video game industry pie. Activision Blizzard isn't talking, except to point out that World of Warcraft revenue has remained steady, and at the same time, Blizzard has, quote, expanded their portfolio. But longtime World of Warcraft players say it's not just about competition from mobile. They say they've run out of challenges. Blizzard plans to release more new content for World of Warcraft this year, but some players are frustrated it won't be enough. To be clear, World of Warcraft isn't going away anytime soon with its 7 million players.
It is said that wars are...
But here's a twist. Remember Jacob McLaughlin, who's been playing since he was 4?
I'm actually taking a break right now.
Yep, McLaughlin just stopped his subscription. He says one of the things that made World of Warcraft so addictive was the group of friends he played with. And a lot of those friends have moved on to other games. I'm Jessica Robinson for Marketplace.